Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
The heart is involved in so many aspects of our lives. If your heart isn't into something, you tend to find that you'll never give all of your effort, all of your energy and focus on that thing. But if your heart's in it, if your heart is invested and committed to something, boy, do you give it everything you have. You can be knocked down, but you'll get back up because your heart is in it. You'll be tired, but somehow, some way, you'll find the energy all because your heart's in it. The heart can be so strong that it will make you do something radical. Have you ever seen how hard a man works when he's doing it for his children, for his wife, his family? Have you ever seen how much a woman will endure and suffer when she's doing it for her children, her husband, her family? Or have you noticed the lengths a young man will go to in order to prove his love for a young lady? Or how about a young lady who was raised in poverty? Have you seen how hard she'll study, how hard she'll work, how determined and persistent she'll be to lift her family out of poverty when she gets the opportunity? What I'm trying to demonstrate here is that the heart, your heart, when it's truly motivated, when it's truly invested, when you're all in, you can do, you are willing to do anything and everything for the ones you love. Now, I'd like to tell you this, and I really want you to hear me clearly. God wants our hearts. He wants us to be completely invested in Him, in His Word, in His kingdom. The Lord wants our hearts. I would go as far as even saying, He demands our hearts. He wants us to be all in, to be radical and hungry, and to have an outrageous desire for Him. Here's what the Bible says concerning the heart. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8 says, Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Psalm 34, verse 18 says, The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Hebrews 3, verse 8 says, Do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion on the day of testing in the wilderness. Do you see how many times the heart is referenced in the Bible? Blessed are the pure in heart. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted. Do not harden your heart. It even says in one place, Create in me a clean heart. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart. Saints, where's your heart today? Who has your heart? Who rules inside your heart? Are you committed, devoted, and invested in Jesus Christ? Or is your heart elsewhere? I encourage you to examine and search your heart. Do all you can to ensure that God is first. Do all you can to live for the Lord.
Since the beginning of time, God has been drawing us toward Himself. Even when we stop.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Stubbornly ignore him. He doesn't walk away. He never gives up on us. In the book of Matthew, Jesus compares his second coming to a great wedding feast, a joyful celebration of the perfect union between Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. And so, we are invited to the greatest dinner banquet of all time. Have you responded to that invitation? Or are you putting it off until the last minute? Maybe you've become deafened to the sound of him knocking. Maybe your attention has been captured by other things like work and finances and romantic love. Those things seem important until you realize that they are only temporary. And when your life is over or Jesus returns, they will no longer be of any value. We all think we have more time to get right with God. But the truth is that life is short. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. Everything we do today matters on an eternal level. If Jesus came back today, would you be ready? Would you be able to say that your heart was firmly set on Christ? Now is the time to place your faith in Jesus. From the foundation of the earth, he has been waiting for you. But his invitation won't stand forever. Today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Instead, allow him to come in and change your life forever.
This world is temporary. Our bodies are temporary. But your soul needs to have a home in eternity. Are you mindful of that? Are you living in a way that reflects you being a Christian who is alert to what they expose their soul to? When someone has heart problems, one of the things that the doctor usually tells them is to change their diet. The emphasis is going to be for you to guard what's coming in. Guard what you allow to enter into you. Now, the same is true for our spiritual condition, our relationship with God, you say. We ought to guard what's coming into our lives and can potentially harm our spiritual heart. So take note of these areas. Guard the doctrines that you hear. And the word doctrine means the teaching, the information, the belief system that you are taught. Be discerning. Don't accept everything you hear. The sad thing is that many people are being swept away today by new modern teachings, so-called new contemporary doctrine. Be alert. The devil is doing all he can to try and add new things to our faith, deceptive things to the gospel.
How do you spend your time? Most of us lead relatively normal lives. We go to work, we care for our families, we pursue our ambitions and personal interests. But apart from all the time we put into these things, how much attention do we actually give to God? How much effort do we put to building a close relationship with Jesus Christ? The real question I want to ask you is, are you living for Jesus, or are you content living life and simply putting Jesus Christ alongside everything and everyone else? In our world today, not only is there evil and trouble lurking at every corner, but there are all sorts of things vying for our attention, and it becomes so easy to be distracted from the things that really matter. However, my firm belief is that in this busy, busy world, in the midst of all the chaos and confusion, the voice of God is still calling out to us. However, it's up to us to listen. Hebrews 3 verse 15 says, "As it is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion." Proverbs 28 verse 14 says, "Blessed is the one who fears the Lord always, but whoever hardens his heart will fall into calamity." But what does it mean to have a hardened heart? It means spiritual blindness. It means insensitivity towards God's beauty and glory. It means chasing after our own desires instead of the things of God. But thankfully, in his mercy, God has offered to change our hearts. God can change our hearts. Ezekiel 26 verse 36, "And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.